Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
The Hammer and Nigel Show, in for Chad Benson tonight, 844-DIG-CHAD. We'd love to hear from you, 844-344-2423. You can tell us how we're doing, at Hammer and Nigel. Hammer, it seems like it's an ongoing theme of the show this week. It's like Christmas. Every time I wake up in the morning and check a Twitter feed to see what Trump tweeted.
You mentioned that there's only one notification set up on your phone that you get when somebody tweets.
Yeah, it's like it's Christmas time. Every time I wake up in the morning, and yeah, that's the only notification I get on my phone is when Trump tweets. And we had a couple good ones for you.
It was tonight. A great night last night in third person tweeting. Third person. Donald Trump went all third person last night.
A great night in third person tweeting. That, we can only think of some other comparable third-person tweets or people that use the third person that are allowed to, right?
Right.
I mean,
Donald Trump is one of the few people that can get away with referring to himself in the third person. The others are The Rock.
The Rock says this, Undertaker, you talk about The Rock, you run your mouth about The Rock, on how The Rock writes checks that his ass can't cash because The Rock talks trash? Like, all of a sudden, nobody knows The Rock talks trash. The Rock lives, breathes, walks, talks trash all day long.
I don't think he's ever referred to himself in any other person than the third.
And, Nigel, I'm surprised you didn't think of this one right off the bat, being the Seinfeld aficionado that you are.
The Jimmy.
You know, Jimmy is pretty sweet on you.
He is?
Oh, yeah. Jimmy's been watching you. You're just Jimmy's type.
Ah, really?
Okay, so here is the third person tweet from Trump earlier today. This is great. I love it. The U.S. Consumer Confidence Index for December surged nearly 4 points, the highest level in more than 15 years. Thanks, Donald.
Third person.
That was from Trump's Twitter account earlier today.
Third person tweeting, it doesn't get any better than that. Donald Trump's Twitter really is the gift that keeps on giving.
Here's another good one that I saw today. He's had some other tweets today, mainly Israel, the UN. But here's a good one that I noticed. This is 9 hours ago from Donald Trump's Twitter. Doing my best to disregard the many inflammatory President O statements and roadblocks. Thought it was going to be a smooth transition. Not. He gave it the old not.
It's like he's in Wayne's World. It's fantastic. I love it. I love the Donald. This is going to be a fun 4 to 8 years. I can't wait. I do want to do a follow-up to something we talked about a lot yesterday,
okay.
And that was the very bizarre Cinnabon tweet that went out about the death of Carrie Fisher.
Let me reset that real quick.
Well, basically, the company Cinnabon, who, let's be honest, if you've been in an airport, you've probably had a Cinnabon early morning sometime before a flight.
Sure.
They sent out a tweet that was a outline of Princess Leia, and they put a Cinnabon by the ears for the signature look.
They replaced her bun with a Cinnabon.
Right. And the the message on the tweet with that photo was R.I.P. Carrie Fisher, you'll always have the best buns in the galaxy. Well, needless to say, Nige, that didn't go over well on social media.
No.
A lot of people had a problem with it. Cinnabon tweeted an apology earlier this morning. Our deleted tweet was genuinely meant to be a tribute, but we should not have posted it. We are truly sorry, Cinnabon.
It was genuinely meant to be a tribute and also to promote our product.
Right.
I think that's what people – hey, look, I think it was in bad taste. I'm not offended at all. I don't really care. I think it's funny they had to delete – I think it's pretty funny anytime you have to delete a tweet. I think it's kind of funny.
Right.
Because of the pressure. But, okay, well, what do you think? Was it offensive or in bad taste?
Two different angles to this. A lot of people are tweeting in, Carrie Fisher would have laughed at that. That's fine. I don't think that's what got people upset. I think it's the fact that Cinnabon was trying to make money off the dead body of Carrie Fisher.
It may have been a tribute. Like they said, sorry, we were just trying to pay tribute, but they were also trying to promote their product while paying tribute, and that's a little tacky.
Right.
I don't get offended. It takes a lot to offend me. I don't really care. People can get in an uproar, their panties in a wad, whatever, but I don't think there's any arguing there was bad taste.
Speaking of tributes to Carrie Fisher, what was the bizarre story from Brazil, the newscast?
I've got some awesome audio here. Let me find it here. This news personality in Brazil, this is a Brazilian news show. And so this news personality that explains stuff that's happening in the United States to Brazilians, it's like a weekly segment.
Kind of like their Entertainment Tonight.
Okay, yeah, sure. He's describing the reaction to Carrie Fisher's death by pretending he's Chewbacca.
Muita gente dizendo quanto amava Carrie Fisher, muitas celebridades marcando essa. Foi a do Chewbacca, aquele personagem do Star Wars. O Chewbacca disse.
I don't know what he was saying. I don't speak Portuguese, but I don't know. I heard Chewbacca in there.
That was a real newscast.
This was a guy. I'm going to try to. It's just like some old white dude in like thick rimmed glasses.
Uh huh. Sure.
And he's again. This is a news personality that's trying to explain stuff happening in the United States to Brazilians, and he's, you know, describing reactions to Carrie Fisher's death, what we're all going through, and here's what he's describing.
Foi a do Chewbacca, aquele personagem do Star Wars. O Chewbacca disse.
Sounds like me after I've had 4 shots of tequila.
I think.
And I'm laying on the ground.
When eulogizing Carrie Fisher, I doubt this is the first thing you should probably think to do. They do things differently over there. I don't know.
2016 is just not going away quietly. We found about this just before we got on the air tonight, that Carrie Fisher's mother, Debbie Reynolds, has been rushed to the hospital now. Mm. TMZ was the first to report this. This was around 5:30 p.m. Eastern time that Debbie Reynolds may have suffered a stroke.
Mm.
And she was being taken to the hospital. She was at her son's house planning the funeral of Carrie.
Well, I got to tell you, she's probably under a lot of stress. Obviously, you never, ever want to lose a child. And that may have just put her over the top. You know, no matter how old you are, I don't care whether you're 60 years old or 5 years old, you never, you always want to go before your children, right?
The saddest I have ever been in my entire life. I attended the funeral of a child once. It wasn't my child. I had a young cousin pass away from cancer. And going to a child's funeral will change your life. It is a life-changing experience. It's heartbreaking. You're emotionally drained at the end of the night. What I noticed was the parents seemed to be the strongest ones in the crowd.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if things have set in yet or not, but if you've ever been to the funeral of a child, you know what I'm talking about. It is a life-changing event.
One of the things I want to talk about when we get back, Hammer, is we're going to continue with Carrie Fisher. Somebody, a Hollywood celebrity, tweeted something out about Carrie Fisher, and he had to delete it too. Lots of people deleting tweets. This is kind of over the top ridiculous. You're going to roll your eyes on this one. Also, on the way, a celebrity playing Ronald Reagan.
In a movie. One,
this is like legit, right? Is this whatever?
This is legit, and this is fan-freaking-tastic.
Okay, all that coming up. You can tweet at us, at Hammer and Nigel, or at Chad Benson Show. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. In for Chad Benson.
That just might be the dumbest idea I've ever heard, ever!
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah, the reactions to Steve Martin's tweet about Carrie Fisher are so over-the-top, dumb, ridiculous, PC, Shut up. It's the Hammer and Nigel Show. We're in for Chad Benson, 844-DIG-CHAD, at Chad Benson Show is the Twitter handle. My name is Nigel. It's Hammer over there. So Steve Martin, comedian and actor.
Love the films of Steve Martin.
The Jerk and Roxanne, two of my favorites.
Three Amigos.
Oh, yeah, I can't forget about Three Amigos. Excellent. When Carrie Fisher died, Steve Martin reportedly tweeted this, quote, "When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well." I said reportedly because the tweet is gone. But as you know, in the world of Twitter, Hammer,
nothing ever dies on the internet.
The reaction to this, I saw this first on, Mediaite? This is from Mediaite.com. Fisher spent much of her career fighting against sexist coverage of her work and misogyny in Hollywood. So to be characterized as a beautiful creature, as Steve Martin did in his tweet, who just happened to end up being smarter, would probably not have sat well with her, or that's at least according to the fans who railed against Martin's tweet.
Can you read the tweet for me one more time?
Okay. "When I was a young man, Carrie Fisher was the most beautiful creature I had ever seen. She turned out to be witty and bright as well."
So people are upset because he complimented her looks and her brains.
Yes. I don't know. I mean, maybe they're upset that, you know, like this media, this article in Mediaite said that, you know, she's beautiful and she just happened to be smart. That's
Joe
the way they take it.
Joe Bennett is one of the people that had a problem with it. Joe Bennett tweeted at Steve Martin, "I think she aspired to be something higher than just being pretty. How do you want to be remembered?"
Oh, my God.
Sarah Lee also tweeted at Steve Martin. His handle is at Steve Martin to go. "Seriously, at Steve Martin to go. Quit being such a jerk," get it, "for thinking Carrie Fisher was beautiful and saying so on the occasion of her death." Nigel,
I think that was in defense of Steve Martin. That sounded a little sarcastic. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'll be honest. When I die, I would love for people to talk about how damn handsome I was and then how talented I was.
Right.
I'd love that. I'd be all right with that.
Right. I loved sleeping with Nigel when we were younger, and he was a good father, too. I'd be totally fine with that.
Right.
You know,
people... He was a genetic jackhammer and a great radio host.
People, here's the thing. You can't win on Twitter. Either way, you can't win if you tweet something, and you definitely can't win if you delete it, because I see people now that are more mad that he deleted it.
If you're going to own it. Stand there and take it, right?
Some of these... And it's funny because there's another Steve Martin tweet that has nothing to do with anything, and people were responding to the tweet he deleted.
The previous tweet,
yeah.
That was deleted.
Steve, this is Nick Papas, said, "Steve, tweet out what you said again. Don't let stupid bullies win." Let's see here, what else? "Why did you cave into the radical intolerance on the left? What's wrong with being a woman and being beautiful?" So, yeah, I take it as, you just, poor Steve Martin, he can't win. Just get off Twitter.
If you're a celebrity and you're big in the Twitter game, it's the wild, wild west.
Get ready.
Because, let's be honest, Donald Trump could tweet right now, "The sun is shining." And the next 10 responses are going to be something horrific, calling him a racist, calling him a homophobe. "Why are you against the moon?" And everything in between. That's where we're at right now.
Have you ever had to delete a tweet?
No.
Like on your personal...
No.
Twitter account. I know we have the joint Hammer and Nigel account, but you have a personal one, too. Nobody's ever...
Right. I'm the last person I'll ever delete a tweet. On our joint Hammer and Nigel, you're the one that always gets a little skittish sometimes and asks, should we put this out there?
Yeah.
As to where I'm usually drunk and, sure, screw it. What the hell?
Does Nick Cage have a Twitter account?
I don't know, but he needs to, because this news is absolutely fantastic. When I saw this headline last night, Nigel, I texted you immediately and said, we need to talk about this in the first two segments of the show. So apparently, they're making a movie about the life of Ronald Reagan.
Okay.
One of the great, you know, conservative presidents of all time, a man that, you know, a lot of people got behind, rallied.
Who's making this movie? Is this like a real Hollywood movie? Is it Oliver Stone, or is it like... You know, straight to iTunes the same day as
Right.
It released to the movie theater.
I don't know. The budget for the film is $25 million, which doesn't sound like a lot to me. But according to the New York Post and Page Six, so again, take this for what you will. There are talks that Nicolas Cage may be playing the role of Ronald Reagan in this movie.
Really?
Let me say that again. Let me repeat this because I think it bears repeating. Nicolas Cage playing the role of Ronald Reagan.
Are you, so how do you feel about that? Are you for, are you pro Nick Cage being Reagan? First of all, Reagan was pretty old when he got into the office. How old is Nicolas Cage?
I don't even know. Nicolas Cage is in his 50s, and when Reagan took the White House, he was 70. This film is supposed to be a biopic that takes you through his time in Hollywood all the way through, you know, his time in the White House.
And so, do you have any information as to whether or not Nick Cage is taking the role?
He is in talks. He's been allegedly, according to the New York Post, Page Six, he's a little leery about taking the role. Now, again, if you're Nicolas Cage, seeing the last few films that you've put out there, you take this role because it's a role, right?
You jump at the chance to play Ronald Reagan. No, don't mull it over, Nick. Just tell you, you've been in some incredible movies, some of my favorites. Do you have a Nick Cage favorite?
It's cheesy, it's over the top, but Con Air is one of those films that anytime I sit down and watch it.
Yeah, sure. Con Air and The Rock. Those were back to back. The Rock, Con Air, and Face Off. Back to back to back.
Right?
Can't go wrong with Con Air and The Rock.
Leaving Las Vegas, one of my all time favorites. Anything that's associated with Vegas, I get into.
Yeah, I like Vegas.
I have a drinking problem. I have a gambling problem. And I enjoy everything that Las Vegas has to offer.
You know what? I feel bad. When I was, you know, in my 20s, we used to, before we'd leave to go out to the bars, me and my buddies would put in Leaving Las Vegas. And we thought, I don't know if I want to admit, we played drinking games to Leaving Las Vegas.
Sure.
Every time Ben would take a drink, we'd take a drink.
Right?
Every time Nicolas Cage's character, I think his name was Ben, every time he took a drink, you take a drink. You were wasted within 20 minutes.
So tweet at us, at Hammer and Nigel, your thoughts, Nicolas Cage as Ronald Reagan, and stop laughing.
It's the Hammer and Nigel Show, in for Chad Benson.
Thanks, Claire.
Talk radio just got a little cooler.
Chad Benson.
Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.
Hammer and Nigel in for Chad Benson. 844-DIG-CHAD. 844-344-2423. We'd love to hear from you. At Hammer and Nigel. Hammer, what is this? Is this CNN clip from last night? Is this Don Lemon?
So last night, Don Lemon's doing his show on CNN. He's got a co-anchor along with him. The discussion turned to Donald Trump, and it was multifaceted. Number one angle was they were upset that he's not doing press conferences right now, okay? Which makes me laugh in itself, because CNN went all in with Hillary Clinton this past year, and she did zero press conferences. And we're still 23 days away from Donald Trump's inauguration, and they're ripping on the guy because he hasn't done any press conferences. And then Don Lemon makes the statement that Donald Trump needs the media more than they need him.
Look, hate us all you want, the media. It's actually, you need to be responsive to the American people,
right?
The people that elected you, and we are that line to the
even the people who didn't vote for him.
Yeah, outside of Twitter. Well, you cannot explain complex things on Twitter.
No, you can't. Listen, I'm not a news executive, but if I were, I would say I would not cover his tweets.
Yeah, right.
So let's backtrack just a little bit here. Let's
We're not going to cover Trump's tweets, right?
Let's go back to 2016. Heading into the election cycle, I think most people would view CNN as the station that was the closest to being in the middle. Those who follow politics hardcore would probably say they lean a little left, but compared to Fox, compared to MSNBC, they were the station viewed as being the closest in the middle. Well, that changed in 2016 when CNN decided to go all in and to get into bed with Pantsuit Patty in the Hillary Clinton campaign. They lost a lot of credibility. And other than Ted Cruz and Hillary Clinton herself, there may not have been a bigger loser in 2017 than CNN. And we've said time and time again, including this week on this show, Nigel, that Donald Trump is the one president that does not need the media as much as the others because he's his own media. His Twitter is his own media. It's almost like it's his own press conference. And now CNN's going to get upset that, one, he's not doing a press conference, even though that was perfectly fine with Hillary Clinton's campaign. And two, to say that, you know, he needs the media more than they need him. Stop. That is a bold-faced lie.
And then, you know, to a lesser extent, Don Lemon saying that if I was the news director, I wouldn't cover his tweets. Please say goodbye to any ratings. The ratings are dwindling as it is. Trump is your only hope.
CNN was the biggest media loser of this past year. They decided to pick a side. Their side lost. And now they're playing the blame game and acting like, well, he still needs us. No, he doesn't. He did not need you to win the presidency. He does not need you now.
Did you see this article in Bloomberg.com, Hammer, about the network television show? This network that beat CNN in the overall ratings?
The overall 2016?
The overall 2016. Check this out. This is from Bloomberg.com. The escapist appeal of looking at other people's beautiful homes turned home and garden television into the third most watched cable network in 2016. That's ahead of CNN and behind only Fox News and ESPN. HGTV.
I don't even know where that's at on my cable. I don't know where HGTV is. I don't think I've ever watched one program on HGTV.
Let me sum it up for you. If you ever watch AGT, here's what it is. A crappy house gets a makeover and a couple moves into it.
That's it.
Every
show.
That's all it is. HGTV. Crappy house gets refurbished, and then some jackass flips it and sells it for $50,000 more than he bought it for.
And they're beating CNN in the ratings now.
Yes. Here, let me read that again. HGTV, the third most watched cable network in 2016, ahead of CNN and behind only Fox News and ESPN. I do like some of those shows. Like back in the day, like late 2000s, like in 2008, they had flipped this house with this real estate guy, Armando Montalongo.
You've binge watched that show.
I love that. I don't know what happened to Armando or his family, but I loved Flip This House, and I do like some of those shows on there. They're fun to watch. I wonder how many people have lost their ass watching one of these shows and saying things, hey, I could do that. I could flip this house. But anyway, I just thought it was funny and by the way, why do you think that is? Why do you think HGTV beat CNN in overall ratings?
CNN picked a side. CNN picked the wrong side. They tried to become bed partners with Hillary Clinton, and it backfired and blew up in their face tremendously.
Are you telling me Fox News didn't pick a side, though?
I think Fox News, you know what you're getting into. MSNBC, you know what you're getting into. CNN tried to play that reputation of, we're in the middle. We're the cable news leader. We've got James freaking Earl Jones doing our voices over. You can trust us. We're warm. We're wholesome. Yet every one of their hosts hated everything Donald Trump had to say, including Don Lemon. And you heard that soundbite from last night. He is so bitter. He is so upset that he doesn't even want to cover his tweets.
Well, that's, again, not covering Donald Trump's tweets equals zero ratings, I think. The ratings, that just doesn't make any sense.
Right. Trump, to put this in radio terms, because we're radio
nerds.
You
have to cover it. To cover it as a news network.
He's the Howard Stern of politics.
Sure.
The people that like him are going to follow him. The people that hate his guts are also going to follow him.
Did you see this Politico poll? Well, it was an article in Politico about a Gallup poll. President Barack Obama topped Gallup's annual list of men Americans most admire, while Hillary Clinton was named the country's most admired woman for the 15th year in a row in this survey.
And this survey has also been voted as the biggest piece of crap.
Why? Because they liked Hillary? It's a Gallup poll.
So you're telling me, of all the people in the United States of America, the people that people aspire to be the most are Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton did not win the presidential election, yet she's the most admired woman.
I'm reading this in Politico. In a poll asking Americans to name the man they most admire in the world, 22% of respondents picked Obama. In second place, as far as the men are concerned, Donald Trump was favored by 15%. Others in the top 10, Hammer included the Pope, Byrne, the good Reverend Billy Graham, Slick Willie's in there, tied for sixth place, the Dalai Lama.
The Dalai Lama, big hitter, big hitter.
Bill Gates and Mike Pence came in 10th, rounding out the top 10 there.
If there's anything that the 2016 election cycle and media coverage has taught me, it's that polls mean absolutely nothing, especially these online polls.
All right, what about the ladies? You want to know about the ladies? So we know that Hillary Clinton was named the country's most admired woman for the 15th year in a row in this Gallup poll.
Good Lord.
Where am I looking here? First Lady Michelle Obama, second. German Chancellor Angela Merkel was in the top 10. Oprah. Ellen, Queen Elizabeth, Condoleezza Rice, and the good senator from Massachusetts, Elizabeth Warren.
I always thought Elizabeth Warren looked a little bit like Lou Holtz in drag.
Oh, stop it. Sarah Palin was also in the top 10 there. So there you go. Kind of an even mix of Republicans and Democrats.
Online polls are garbage, complete trash. And any poll that has Hillary Clinton at the top of the poll of, you know, what people aspire to be, it's garbage, and I want no part of it.
Coming up next, Hammer, there's the story about Kellogg's pulling their advertising from Breitbart.
With my Pop-Tarts. You play with my emotions.
Your stance on this actually surprises me. I was shocked about what you thought about this, and we're going to get to that next. You can find us on Twitter, at Hammer and Nigel. We'll be right back. The Hammer and Nigel Show, in for Chad Benson.
This is the Chad Benson Show.
Yeah! Let's get crazy!
Surely you can't be serious.
I am serious. And don't call me Shirley.
Awesome!
Hammer and Nigel filling in for Chad Benson all week. Thank you for joining us. 844-DIG-CHAD. We'd love to hear from you. 844-344-2423. I'm Nigel. That's Hammer over there. And, okay, explain to me about this Breitbart Kellogg's controversy, because I don't quite understand what's going on here.
It's a good old-fashioned food fight. That's what's going on right now. This has been going on actually for almost a month now. The conservative website Breitbart has been trying to push this Dump Kellogg's hashtag to everybody that follows Breitbart. Now, for those who don't know, Breitbart is an over-the-top conservative website. All of their views are conservatives. They're all in on the right. They do some good work. I get that.
I'm surprised to hear you call them over the top.
It's a little bit. I'm a modern conservative, okay? I consider myself a 2016, 2017 conservative, to where the big issues in my life are I don't want people screwing with my paycheck, and I want to feel safe where I live.
Okay.
Those are the reasonable, most important things. I don't need to get hashtags dumped down my throat. And although the folks at Breitbart do some good work, I am not on board with the Dump Kellogg's hashtag. Now, Nigel, the reason they're wanting people to protest and dump all the Kellogg's food out of their house is that the Kellogg's company, same company that brings you Fruit Loops and Apple Jacks, Frosted Flakes and Pringles and Pop-Tarts and Cheez-Its, they have pulled their advertising from the Breitbart website. Now, the Breitbart folks are claiming that the folks at Kellogg's have done this because they're super left-wing. They're racist toward their factory workers, and that is the reason for the hashtag dump Kellogg's.
Whose factory? What do you,
the Kellogg's factory.
Okay.
The Breitbart folks, after finding out that their advertising had been dumped, looked into the folks at Kellogg's and said, you're being ran by super left-wing leaders. You're being mean to your factory workers. You're being racist to your factory workers. And, oh, by the way, we're super pissed you pulled all your advertising money from our website.
So how do you feel about that, being a consumer of many of those Kellogg's products you just listed on that sheet there?
I've said it once. I will say it again. You play with my Pop-Tarts. You play with my emotions. Again, I'm a modern conservative. This means absolutely zero to me.
Let me back up just a second. Because so Kellogg's, for whatever reason, decided to pull their advertising for Breitbart.
Right. Breitbart now claims it's because they're ran by leftists.
Now Breitbart is trying to do what? A boycott?
They're calling for everybody to boycott Kellogg's. They claim they are seeing some success, however, citing some data from Takee, which is this social media analytics firm. They're seeing the Kellogg's stock in social media go down. Kellogg's is also facing a substantial sales and stock freefall since the late portion of this year.
Really?
So they're having some success with it. Now, again, I am someone who cannot stand everything Hillary Clinton had to offer. I will never feel the burn. Let's not get things twisted here, but I am not jumping in on this hashtag dump Kellogg's because, one, I enjoy the cereal. I enjoy the Pop-Tarts. When I wake up in the morning, this doesn't affect me the least bit. And if that makes me a bad conservative, that makes me a bad conservative.
Do you put butter on your Pop-Tarts?
No, and I think that's awful. That is awful.
Putting butter on a freshly toasted cinnamon Pop-Tart? You don't put a little butter on the backside of that?
It's already frosted. My God, Fatty McButterpants, you're putting butter on it too?
You are some sort of psychopath, Phil. I think we need a ruling on this.
Nobody puts butter on Pop-Tarts.
No!
Thank you!
No, that's the dumbest thing.
You don't put baby in a corner and you don't put butter on a Pop-Tart.
At Hammer and Nigel, do you put butter on a Pop-Tart? I'm sure this is why Chad Benson chose us to fill in for him this week, right? Yeah.
Cue up the band. Here we go.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
Look.
Was that Family Guy?
That's from Family Guy. I'm a baller on a budget, Nige, a baller on a budget. I don't have a lot of money that I can blow at the grocery store. If Kellogg's is on sale, if freaking Hillary Clinton is on the cover of the Pop-Tarts box and it's buy one, get one free, my big fat ass is going to buy it because I like Pop-Tarts.
So is there any legitimacy to the claim that Breitbart is making about Kellogg's? Like, I mean, Kellogg's, shouldn't they be allowed to buy advertising and not buy advertising wherever they want?
I think that's the big issue here. Breitbart is a little upset that Kellogg's, the money went away.
Kellogg's is a gigantic multi-billion-dollar corporation.
And according to Breitbart, they're ran by left-wing racists who are mean to their factory workers. Look, if anybody works in a Kellogg's factory, feel free to tweet at us, at Hammer and Nigel. But I just
that's the
don't
other
care
thing.
At least bit
that's,
at all.
That's the other thing. If you work for Kellogg's and you see people boycott the company you work for,
right?
That could be, you know, potentially money.
The average guy that wakes up in the morning and goes to his factory job at Kellogg's and he's working the assembly line.
Oh, man.
He's got nothing to do with this. He may have voted for Trump, for all you know. He may be the biggest Donald Trump supporter you find. He put money in the campaign. But now he's affected, because this ridiculous claim from Breitbart. And again, I understand where they're coming from, but good Lord. What are we doing? This is what makes conservatives look bad. This kind of bitchy, moany, whining, finger-pointing right here. This is why people sometimes point and laugh and call you names as conservatives. Well, and I'm with you because I'm there, but there comes a point in time where you just have to say enough is enough. That's ridiculous.
Just calm down. Let's take a breather
here. I need a Pop-Tart, Nigel.
Deep breath.
No butter.
Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? It's so freaking good. Have you ever put butter on a Pop-Tart? If you haven't, then I think you should.
You're insane if you don't at least try to, and especially the plain Pop-Tarts. Like, who would ever buy plain Pop-Tarts anyway?
I see kids at my son's school with plain Pop-Tarts, and I feel bad for their home life. I feel bad for their parents because I know they probably come from a sheltered home. But, my God, do you heat the Pop-Tarts up, first of all?
Yes.
No, I eat them straight out the package.
You are absolutely, you're a psychotic mess.
Frosted cherry Pop-Tarts with the little sprinkly things on them. You don't need to even put them in the toaster oven. Open them up, crack them open, boom goes the dynamite.
That is just disgusting, my friend. That is completely out of the realm of anything reasonable that I've ever known since I was a kid growing up. All I've done, cinnamon Pop-Tarts in the toaster, flip that sucker over. And if you happen to have a paper plate, if you put that freshly toasted cinnamon Pop-Tart in a paper plate, I'll be damned if the cinnamon stuff doesn't get stuck to it when you try to pull it off that paper plate and go to eat it.
See, there's your problem. Don't heat it up. You don't have that problem. Tweet at us right now, at Hammer and Nigel. It's a little poll. Do you put butter on Pop-Tarts? At Hammer and Nigel.
Hammer and Nigel in for Chad Benson.
The Chad Benson Show.